for sure is the best here. Yeah, he's very fast. This year he has a little bit a hard time, a few days. Yeah, he's a very nice guy, I like him. He's funny always, he's cheerful all of the time.
He was just saying on the other side there that he thought he was planning on doing a play today, but he hadn't quite prepared, so he was even all set to do another little performance. Morning. I mean, how do you find the energy to run here, plus try and do a skit in the morning?
I mean, it's not really for me. I'm not doing these kind of things. I'm not an actor.
What he did say about you was that no matter what the conditions, you keep just giving 100%. And I think most people find it hard to give 100% even for one day. And yet somehow you seem to be giving 100% day in, day out now for 35 days or 34 days, going on 35.
Oh, I don't know. For me, it's like every day is a new race. I'm not really thinking like about another day, how I will feel that I will be like this day. Today I will give too much, and next day I will be too tired to run. I don't think about it. I think only for the day, just to do as much miles as possible. And I don't know, this works for me, because I mean, like, to think about the things which I cannot change, like what will come tomorrow or how I will feel, is something which I cannot like really change, so I'm not thinking about that kind of things.
Even thinking about what happened the day before doesn't help at all.
No. Yeah, sometimes you have a bad day, so just forget it. Yeah.
In the early years when you were running the race, though, this is something you've had to learn, just to concentrate on what's in front of you, and that's probably one of the most valuable lessons that you've learned, of just not thinking about tomorrow or yesterday, just maybe even each lap that you're on.
I think I always try to do these things. Like, since I started to run these kind of races, I always was trying to focus on the bad day. Yeah, I don't know, but this, I think. I tried, at least.
The heat, though, I mean, this year has to be the hottest ever for you, though.
Yeah, it looks like. Yeah, it's always hard, especially for me. I mean, like, I'm not really good in heat. My body is not really prepared for this kind of thing, because I'm just too big, probably.
One thing I noticed when I was away, though, that it stayed consistently hot. But was there rain? Did you ever get to use those waterproof socks?
Yeah, I used them. They're useless.
Folks, the waterproof socks are useless because they're not waterproof?
Yeah, it looks like. Maybe they're waterproof only from inside outside.
Did you wear them on a rainy day?
Yeah.
And your feet got wet anyhow?
Yeah. I also... Atmabir had them, and also Surasha, and they also said it's useless.
Waterproof socks
are useless.
Useless.
Forget it. That's too expensive, and it does not work.
Well, this will come to a shock probably to the people who make the socks, and also to some people who say it does keep their feet dry.
I don't know. Not mine.
So how much rain did come down?
It was One day it was in, like in the morning, whole morning, like maybe 4 or 5 hours. The next day, in the afternoon, a few hours, and I think that was it. Then there's some short showers, but it's really nothing special. When you look around, it's, everything is still completely dried here, all the grass. So in like 5 gigs, we had all together maybe, I don't know, 10, 11 hours of rain.
And compared to last year, you probably had rain almost every day.
Yeah. Or... last year it was really rainy here. This year is sunny.
Sunny and then some. Thank you.
You're welcome.